Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, guys, happy new year. We are doing something special today. We're going to do our insanity workout, first workout of the year. And I'm going to document this process and how deep you have to dig when the going gets tough. So not only are you going to hear me sweating and panting and possibly cursing, but you're also going to hear some motivation along the way so that you can understand that when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. And even me, the creator of this ridiculous program, Sean T, gets tired and has to dig deeper. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the torture that I'm sure you're going to love hearing me go through.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's time for another episode of Trust and Believe with Sean T.
Let's hit it. You can turn it up.
I don't need to see it. I created it.
Hear that?
No, I'm just... The warm-up to me is the hardest part, because I'm like, I gotta motivate myself to get moving.
Oh, crap. Here we go again.
It's not until we get, like, at power jack. So I'm like, okay, I enjoy this. I love having a mirror so I can look at my form.
All right, so just finished the warm-up. And the first round, simple. Second round, you start to pant a little bit. And the third round is when you start to prep for actually the real workout. I'm going to talk to you as we stretch through. What happens is your mind starts to take control and start to take over how hard you want to go and how deep you want to dig. But the thing is, what you have to do in the process is kind of just stay committed to the journey and stay committed to what it is exactly that you can do. And listening to your body and knowing that, okay, this is the warm up. It's kind of like this is also the beginning of the year. And while you want to go out hard and you want to go out strong, you want to go out in a way where you're committed and you want to prove to yourself that you can do it, you also have to be smart and breathe through it and make sure that you don't give too much at the beginning. And I don't mean that doesn't mean you need to not really push through, but you don't want to burn yourself out when it comes to exercise. You want to stay in it. You want to focus on form. You want to breathe so that you can have commitment throughout the entire process. So just stay in it. So the next time you hear from me, it might be in the middle of a workout when I need to take my first break, so you can see what's going on in my head when the break or when the workout starts to get super, super tough. I'll be back.
Oh, shit.
Coming back here to Bahia, how the air.
My favorite part of the entire program coming up. Gotta do these on my knees. I just want to get through these frogs. Because if I get to the power knee, I'll be good. But I always die here.
Come on. You can do it.
Woo! Alright guys, I haven't taken a break yet, but I'm definitely dying. Believe it or not, even I'm talking through this, I start to create different milestones that I want to get through in the workout so that it doesn't seem so far away. So that my end goal doesn't seem so far away. Try to set goals that are attainable even in your workout. Just get me to ski downs. Sean, he's so bossy.
Come on.
I'm actually almost at the end, and I just had to take my first break on suicide jumps, so I'm not going to talk long, but I'm telling myself, you can do it, stay committed, keep a positive attitude, and I go. I'll see you at the end.
Oh, come on.
Very strong.
Come on.
Trust and Believe with Sean T. We'll be right back.
I'm coming to Charlotte on January 14th, and I'm doing a dance class and a workout with a Q&A in the middle. So if you know you're going to want motivation at the beginning of the year, just come join me. You can take the dance class or you can just do the workout. However, everyone is invited to the Q&A because mental motivation is the way that you're going to succeed. So if you want to join me, just go to stcharlotte.eventbrite.com and I will see you there. That's right, stcharlotte.eventbrite.com. All right, guys, so we finished the workout portion right before the stretch. And so along the way, along your journey, you have to make successful milestones, tangible milestones, so that you can get the result. When you start doing any workout program, like you're probably going to start this year, you have to ask yourself three major questions. Three major questions. One, why am I doing this? Why you're doing this is so important to the end result. Are you doing this for somebody else? Or are you trying to get healthy for you? Because I promise you that if you're trying to get healthy for you, it will be much more sustainable in the end. No, you might not get a fast result. Like if you were going on vacation and you were like, I have 2 months to get on vacation, so I have to get this body. And that situational exercise, and it's fine because you want to look good for your beach and the pictures and everything, but that's not the end result for your life. So why are you doing this? Second question that's most important is, what is my commitment level? Am I committed to doing this? Do I really want the result that I set out to get? What is it that is making you stay committed to the result? How committed are you on a scale of 1 to 10? And then the third question, which is the most important question, is, do I believe that I can do this? Do you believe that this is possible? And every single day you have to go in your mind and tell yourself that it is possible. I can do this. I can stay committed. I do want the result. I will do everything in my power to make sure it happens. This could be in any part of your life. Whenever you set out for a journey, whenever you set out to do anything, you have to make sure it's in reach. And that is staying committed to those three things. Why do you want this? Are you committing to wanting it? And do you believe that it can happen? I know that you want to make something happen this year. And in order to transform your body and to transform your life, you have to be in a zone and believe that you are indestructible. You are a badass. I was talking to Coach Toolin this weekend, and even at the Hangover Hangout, we had one woman. I had to make her scream and yell to say, I'm a badass, because sometimes we so focus, like at the beginning of a journey, like this year, we're so focused on the damage that we did to ourselves last year that feel like we're starting in a negative, when at the end of the day, you're just starting at zero, no matter where you are, whether you're super fit already or not, you're starting at zero. Today is ground zero, and the only thing you can do from here is go up. At least you want to be committed to going up. Have an amazing rest of your week, and always trust and believe in who you are.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I want to give a huge shout out to Todd Midget, aka NC Fit Club, Alex Colorado, my lovely production manager. They do a great job with loving up on the podcast and making sure that it gets out to you so that we can all stay motivated and relevant. Thank you guys. You guys are awesome.